Good morning, Sarah. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
Gotta say, I like your nice yellow sweater this morning. You know?
I figured I'd wear something bright today, given that there's snow in the forecast.
it's at least a little bit of sunshine on your person.
Glad I didn't put my winter boots away yet. So
yeah. Isn't that going to be something? What have you got for us today, our country music insider, Sarah?
No one has stopped talking about Morgan Wallen since his chair gate.
Yeah.
Now his song "Man Made a Bar" with Eric Church. Apparently, that's now hit number one on the Billboard country charts.
Yeah.
Not surprisingly.
Ironic, too.
So my question is Morgan a marketing genius? Does he know how to...
I don't know. Yeah, we'll have to see what his, like, full-blown trial is going to be for all of this.
I think his first court date is, like, early May.
Yeah, that's what I saw, too.
So we'll have to wait and see, because he is facing some felony charges.
Yeah, it's not good.
Not good. There is a wedding band out of Philadelphia named Jelly Roll, and they are currently suing country artist
Jelly Roll
for copyright infringement.
Oh.
The band's been around since 1980, and they used to be pretty easy to find on Google. But ever since Jelly came out, they've kind of got a little buried. So
this happened with Lady Antebellum.
It did.
When they switched their name to Lady A, and there was a singer. And no, I don't think she was in Philadelphia.
So they could he rename himself J-Roll? Jelly R?
I don't know.
If we're going down that same kind of road as Lady A.
I don't even know what happened with that trial with Lady A, but
so
anyway.
We'll have to see what comes of this.
Yeah.
Jelly Roll seems like he's like a very...
humble dude.
Decent guy, so we'll have to see what he does in all of this. And it was a big weekend for Chris Stapleton, as this was the weekend that he was the musical guest for Saturday Night Live. He actually joined Ryan Gosling for a pretty funny, like, country-themed skit called Get That Boy Back.
Nice. Yeah. I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to have to go back and find it.
Highly recommend it. It's really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
No spoilers.
Right on, right on. All right, well, that's our Country Music Insider this morning for April the 15th.